The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week with your host, Tomasz Fonseca, and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Hello and welcome back to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Timothy Caetano, and today I'm joined by a really special guest. This man is, well, I have no words to describe him, right? He is, I would say, a man that really prioritizes a top-notch customer service. And whoever he meets, he makes sure that he leaves them with a smile. But more importantly, he has the tools to help you become the best real estate agent there is. Why? Because he has been recognized with the prestigious Berkshire Hathaway Home Service Young Gun Award for three consecutive years. I don't know how he does this, but 2021, 2022, and last year, he's been given this award, and it's just testament to the excellence that he serves. And you must be wondering, Timothy, who are you talking about? Who is this man? Well, his name is Skyler Bauer. And Skyler, welcome to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I just gotta applaud you for that intro. Hopefully, I can live up to that for the audience here, but. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be on here for sure.
Well, man, thank you so much for taking the time. I always say this to all of our guests. I understand how busy this career can be. And for you to take time to actually say, hey, I want to talk to the agents out there, to even people that want to become agents. I wanted to take time from my day to educate them and tell them how my experience has been. We really appreciate that. And I would like to thank you personally for taking your time, man.
Absolutely. I think paying it forward has always been a philosophy of mine. If I can find any success, it's an abundance mindset. I'm gonna reach back and help whoever I can also succeed. So absolutely. I'm excited to get into it.
All right, man. First question, man. The Young Gun Awards, the 3 years in a row. Man, just take me through that. What does that feel like? I know like the first time is surreal, but with the way you've been going on, I think you're definitely gonna get another one this year. You know, how does that feel to be recognized like that?
Yeah, I think being recognized, obviously, it definitely feels good, right? This is a grueling career, but it's also so rewarding. But we don't always see that in a form of reward, but we do see that in smiles on our like clients' faces, of course. Yeah. So seeing an external reward for putting those smiles on and getting, you know, the production numbers, that definitely feels good. And to add a little context to that Young Gun, those are my first 3 years in real estate. Wow. So every year I've been able and just total, just honored that I get able to have that here. Also a little bit more context, that happened in a market that I'm new to. I moved to a new city, started a new career, and was able to accomplish that. So I'm very thankful. God has definitely blessed.
Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing, man. In the first 3 years, wow, that is crazy because I'm thinking of 2021, not a lot of agents were really thriving or finding much success. But, you know, as a new agent, for you to get in there and just absolutely kill it, that is amazing, man. That leads to my first question, like, how did you get into real estate and why?
Yeah, so my fiance at the time got into a program down here in Omaha, Nebraska. She got into pharmacy school. And we were leaving our hometown. We're from about an hour and a half outside there. And looked at that as like a good opportunity to say, hey, if my life partner, my now wife, if she's going to take that bet and gamble on herself, I think I'm going to do the same. So we moved down here and I just dove all in. from the first day. And to say I was scared, I think that is like an understatement, right? Not knowing anybody, really new to the industry. Like I knew it from the outside, but to actually get in and in the meat and potatoes of the business, that was frightening. I mean, it was absolutely frightening, but I think it all comes down to having the right mindset, right? I had a can't fail mindset because my wife's in school and I'm the man of the house. I got to provide, right? That was my fuel. That was the 9 to 11 p.m. working, right? Just hours on end to try to make it work and make sure that, hey, this is the right career for me. And I think like everybody starting something new, it's definitely a leap of faith, but it's kind of like that slingshot where it's this part right here, that doesn't feel good. That's scary, but oh, and then your life's forever changed. And that's what happened to us.
Wow, that is amazing. There is something that you touched on that I like there. You said the mindset. And I know there's an up-and-coming agent or a person that's trying to get into real estate right now. And I think that this would be a very, very good talking point, right? Because mindset, you had that, you can't lose. I can't do this mindset. I want to know what's the importance of having such a mindset is a mindset in this industry, and how has that contributed to your success?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you got to convince yourself first, right? You got to buy from yourself. So I had a long look in the mirror, and also I had a family to provide for, right? That right there, I think that ultimately just puts you in a mindset of, hey, this has to work. I'm putting it all in. And I looked back on anything I was successful in prior to this, it was when I went all in. You know, I've seen right now folks saying, hey, I want to try real estate. I want to put my toe in. I'm not ready to leave my nursing job, or I'm not ready to leave this other. I want to do it on the side. But really tell me, can you be successful doing something on the side? And that's very rare. And I'm not saying, hey, go all in on just on a dream. But if you, I think you have to believe in yourself first and go all in. And I think if you have a foot out the door, you always have a foot out the door. If you're comfortable where you're currently standing, there will be no internal drive or even external drive that's going to propel you to get to those standards you want or get you to that life or in real estate, get you to the sales that you really want.
And that's totally true. And having this conversation with you right now, it's really inspiring to see what you've been able to do. Like you said, the awards, which is a testament of, all the hard work that you put in. This is at a point in time where you just got into the industry. And at this point, I'm really curious to know what are your long-term goals, because you've really achieved something that most people get within the fourth year. In the real estate, what does the next 2 to 5 years look like for Skylar?
Yeah, I wish I definitely have a crystal ball, right? But I definitely can put that vision board up on the wall and ask the world exactly what I want, or tell them exactly what I want, rather. So for me, I think it's continuing day by day to get better at one, my craft, and that's providing excellent service to my clients. I want to also focus more on the selling side of real estate. So for those that are just getting in, there is the buy side and there's the sell side. And the selling side is definitely a whole different animal, but it also is the most lucrative part of this business when you are actually that listing agent. And I'm definitely seeing my business translate to that even this year alone. So the next 5 years, I think it's that continual growth. I think it's becoming a better one, a better agent, but also a better husband. I think you got to be a better person all the way around on all aspects, right? If I'm a great agent and I'm not the best husband, you know, or if I'm in the gym but my diet's wrong, I think it all for me intertwines. So I just get to do what I love every single day. So it's just growing on that. So the next 5 years, it's just more of this, more expansion. Definitely getting to the investment sides of real estate, but really setting my family up, my future family up for a life that I never had. So.
Wow, that is amazing, man. And I'd say that's something that I've seen from all the top producing agents that I've had on this podcast is that they're not just, I'd say great people in real estate. They, the way that they do one thing is the way that they do everything, whether it's health, whether it's the career, being, like you said, you can't just be the best agent there is out there, award winning, and you're the worst husband, to you. And I love that from you, man. And I love the mindset that you have on prioritizing customer service. And that's one thing that I also want to know. Like, how, as an agent, let's say Timothy right here wants to become a real estate agent, how do you prioritize client satisfaction and ensure that their needs and concerns are addressed promptly and effectively? How would you go about doing that, man?
Yeah, so absolutely. I think it starts with asking the right questions. So it's knowing their pain points, knowing their reason why they're moving. You know, why do they want a bigger house or a smaller house? There has to be some sort of reason, some sort of friction point to get them to move. And I think it's your responsibility to uncover those. They're not going to be that for willing to tell you everything that's going on in their life. But I think if you ask the right questions, they can really paint the picture of, hey, here's what's going on. This is why we need 4 bedrooms. This is why we need a backyard, because we just got a new dog and we just had a new baby and we want to see him run, right? Like, okay, that adds context and ultimately the story to help paint the journey that we're going to go on in finding the house in the appropriate house for them. So if someone's coming to me and saying, hey, we're looking to get a new place, I have a list of questions that I run down, parts of town, parts of location, or a few of those things. But really, it's discovering the why they are moving. And then addressing that every single day in my client follow-up, in my customer satisfaction. So if I know their pain point is they're getting, or they're pregnant, they're having a baby, it's like I'm touching on that all the time. Like I'm bringing that up all the time and getting them excited, one, because it is very stressful. I mean, you know, you bought a house and it is stressful. And going through it personally, to be on the customer side, it's like, oh my goodness, are we going to close? Are we going to? There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of money going out, and that also adds friction. So just understanding the why and really touching that repeatedly throughout the transaction, I think helps long term. It helps the overall satisfaction of the client for sure.
Yeah, man. And that is totally true. I would like to know, I know this is not an easy career path, and it comes with a lot of challenges. And I would like to know some of the challenges that you've encountered and how you overcame those challenges in real estate.
Yeah, I think this career is full of challenges. I think every day is a challenge. If it's the transaction, is it finding them home? I mean, we're finding solutions to problems every single day. And we're also doing it for free until the thing is sold. So I think the challenge a lot of times, and for myself personally, especially at the beginning, was discovering what a win was, right? If you're just licensed, the Super Bowl is the sale, right? That's the Super Bowl. You got to get wins along the way to get the sale. So if you're calling neighborhoods or cold calling, the win there is one, not immediately getting hung up on, take me off your list, right? That didn't happen. That's a win. Put the dub up on the board, right? Next, that stranger that you cold called or you circle dialed or you whatever, they let you into their house. You're a complete stranger. That's a win. Go hang that up on the board, right? That's a dub. And it's really discovering what those wins are, because if you're going, hey, it's only Super Bowl right now, you know, that's a very challenging and lonely, and it's tough. It's tough to do that every day, especially when you're new. Like, it's discovering what the wins are along the way, and then the Super Bowl happens. And you know what? After you get that ring, I'm gonna stay on this analogy right now. After you get that Super Bowl ring, it's Super Bowl weekend, that's why I'm on it too.
I was like
That
it
it that new Super Bowl now becomes, you know, getting 10. It's not just one. And that constantly changes as your career goes. Now it's, hey, maybe that new Super Bowl is now starting a team, or maybe it's, you know, growing your business in a certain way. But I think when you're the day one, you're just starting, identifying those wins and identifying what is that Super Bowl here that we're working towards for sure.
All right. And that lead me to the next question, because I know that finding the balance between being that successful real estate agent, providing exceptional customer service, it can be a bit demanding. So how do you find the balance between being that person and being an amazing husband? How do you find that work-life balance? And when do you also get time to watch the Super Bowl? How do you manage that?
No, for sure. I wrestle with this idea of work-life balance, and I'm not quite sure I'm totally sold that it even exists. I like to strive for a work-life balance, right? But I think our life pulls us in different directions at certain times. Like, if you're just getting your business started, the work-life balance, like the scale's tipping towards you got to put in a lot of hours to get that thing off the ground. So that balance, it's not equal. I don't think it's ever equal, and I think it's always pulling you in different directions. So I think ultimately to have a sense of balance would be to be in the each moment, right? It's to when you're spending time with your wife, you're not necessarily on the phone, right? You're there and you're having meaningful conversations and you're all into that moment. Or now it's business time, you're all into that client, right? You're not thinking about other deals that could go wrong. You're listening to their needs and exactly what they're looking for. And you're absorbing their pain points, right? You're right there with them. I think balance and time management can maybe go hand in hand where, hey, you're going to allocate time where you're going to do a lot of business stuff. And then, hey, once it's 5 p.m., it's wifey time. It's wifey time for the next 2 hours, and then maybe you're doing something else. So I think really time blocking or prioritizing your day, your week, that can contribute to a better work-life balance, along with being in the moment and just filled with gratitude for everything you do, for sure.
Well, yeah, and I'll say this, man. I like how you have, in answering the question, you can see that you are a man of order and structure, and that is amazing. I think that's the reason why you are where you are today. And with that being said, I think it would be amazing if we have more real estate agents that have the mindset that you have, that have the work ethic that you have. And that leads me to the next question. What are your tips to up-and-coming agents or even agents that have been around, but they feel like they've hit a dead end? What is your advice and your tips to them to becoming successful and just, becoming some people want to be you. They read all this and we're like, I want to be Skylar. I want to be just like that man. What are your tips and advice?
Tips and advice that you can. Like, you definitely can be me. Don't put your bar me. You got to aim a little bit higher than that for sure. But I'm definitely flattered that you said that. But I would say, hey, if you're struggling right now, I think everybody is, right? You can't be alone in that struggle. And oftentimes this industry, you can feel alone, right? You are self-employed, right? Maybe your friends and family, they're in a traditional 9-to-5 job, so they can't really relate on the conversation or the pain points that you go through it, throughout this industry, right? We have to, one, set our own time frame. We have to work on our own hours, which is like the double-edged sword that can be the accelerant. Oh, I can get control of my own time, but it also, if you're not disciplined, that could be the demise of why you're not succeeding. I would say if one, I do a self audit. I say, hey, what is my week looking like? If I'm not selling anything or if things aren't going right, let's audit this last week or maybe this last month and kind of go over what was my day to day? What am I doing? What dollar producing activities am I performing? Am I reaching out to people and really just doing a self audit and seeing, hey, ooh, I played Call of Duty for 4 hours on Tuesday. Okay, maybe I can cut that back and do, you know what I mean? Or maybe I watched the football or like sport. Maybe I can allocate that time a little bit better. When people tell me they don't have time, there's time. You're just not choosing.
No
You're just
time.
not choosing to do it. There's always time. You can make it up. And the main thing we can do as real estate agents is we can control our mornings. I understand the evenings is where we lose the control a little bit because we have to be reactive to clients wanting to go see things and getting out to appointments. But I would say control that morning, do a self audit, and don't go through this alone. Find somebody that is successful in your marketplace. Watch podcasts just like this. Grab tips. Don't just listen to it. Really absorb it and say, okay, how can I apply this to my own business? And then just reach out. If you want to talk to me, you can reach out to me and I'll give you as much advice as I can. But I'm sure there's somebody in your sphere that can help you, or even in your office building or at your brokerage that can help you. Don't do this alone. I think we take a lot of pride in the lone wolf approach, but really that rarely works. You got to have a team around you or at that support system. And for me, a lot of times that can also be my wife. I'm blessed in that aspect that I chose a running mate that really pushes me to be the best person every day as well.
Yeah. Oh man, that's amazing. I hope she's watching this right now, because I can tell that you guys have an amazing connection that is a partnership in a way. Like, you're there to motivate each other, you're there to push each other into becoming successful people, and that's really beautiful, man. That's really beautiful.
No, thank you. I think that's I think that's a I think that's a thing people miss sometimes, right? You can control the circle you're around, and you can control your partner or who that is, rather. You can definitely choose someone that picks you up, right? I think not enough people talk about that. I owe a lot of my success to my wife, that I have a loving home, and I feel, 100% blessed every time I come in the door.
Yeah, I mean, because let's be honest, you wouldn't be successful in your career if you had a wife that was stressing you all the time. And you get home, she's there nagging you, she's all in your face. You don't have that time to really unwind, because I think for a lot of real estate agents, when you're home, that's your peace. Your home is your peace, and your has to be your peace as well. So I think that's one of the things that also contribute to your success, just like you said. So that's amazing, man. And I think a lot of people listening to this should take notes from that, because maybe that's the reason why you're not really pushing yourself like that. You need a person that motivates you, that really sees that Tyler, you playing Call of Duty for 3 hours now. I know you have so much potential. I know you can do something more productive with that time. You need people like that.
Absolutely.
Those are the people that lead you to success. Skylar, it's been amazing, man. And it's been amazing having you here. And you mentioned that people should never approach this with that lone wolf mentality. They should always reach out to people that can help them, people that have been successful in the industry. I think they're all around us. But someone out
Absolutely.
there wants to connect with you. Someone out there wants to get advice from you. How can they connect with you?
Yeah, they can connect me on Instagram. I'll give you all my handles to put on there. Facebook as well. And also, my direct line is right on there. So if they just want to call me, I'm old school. I am a caller. Like texting, you can see how many I got a thousand texts in there, but call me and we're going to get on the phone, because we can hash this out in 5 minutes, and I can give you as much all in time, because that's how I operate. I'm all in. I can give you all in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you're going to get more out of that than we're texting for 2 hours. And we only have a time to send one every hour, and we didn't get anywhere. So I think you can get to me on Instagram. You can call me directly. I love to connect with everybody. I think there's a lot of success out there that everybody can achieve. It's unlimited. So.
All right. Thank you so much, man. And you heard yourself. We're gonna have Skylar's details in the description, and we might have them on the screen. Listen, you've heard it all, and I think this is one of those episodes that you want to rewind. This is what you need to listen to when you go into the gym, when you go into the office. You really need to have this on replay, because this is gold right here. And I say that because it's coming from a person that has been successful, a person that really strives and has a winning formula. If you've been listening, or if you've been watching and you got this far, thank you so much. And from me and Skylar, Skylar is not going to be here next time, but we might just get him back again. Yeah, thank you so much. And I'll see you guys again soon. Cheers.
See you guys.